Hey, what's up, guys? This is Reploid Productions. This is The Chairs again. Let's go around tonight before we introduce our topics. I'm William Bush. I'm usually alias of Reploid Bill or Solid Bill.
I'm Shane. I'm Proto Guy.
I'm Kevin, also known as Program.
And I'm Nick Bennett. I'm also known as Lone Paladin Eroticon.
Alright. Today's main topic tonight, the network. The network hacking. The whole Sony PlayStation thing.
Yeah, people are stupid.
Alright, so the way it started was, I don't know when it was exactly hacked, but I know on April 20th, they actually shut down the network because someone hacked into the accounts and got everyone's, they're saying it's about 100 million people, like they got their account information, their sign-in, their addresses, and their credit cards
info
as
well.
Yeah, credit card info, that's a huge problem.
And it's still down now, so it's been about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
I heard that they're on their final stages of getting
They actually, right now you can actually log in. You can't, I think you can check your friend information right now. But
you can't get on the store.
You can't go on the store, you can't play online content, you can't do any of your DLC. But you can look at your friends.
So basically anything that has to do with online capability is kind of right now.
They have mentioned amends for the process in terms of
they're wanting to do refunds for people that, you know, lost time of playing for this month.
You're talking about for the plus and stuff like
that.
Yeah.
So, well, at least they're trying to make up for it.
Trying, but the real problem here isn't just with that. If they get it to PlayStation, they could move to other things too. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft at some point gets hit, or if they're already taking steps because they know it can come their way. But I've heard something like, what was it? They lost, is it like $9 billion or $2 billion? What is
that?
Well,
I don't remember the exact amount. I know right now it's taking them $2 billion to set it back up just to get it back online.
Jeez.
Well, you gotta think, you have, the way they're probably gonna be doing it, they're throwing extra firewalls in. They probably called in as many top level programmers as they can to try and fix a bunch of security loops that they probably didn't even notice. That's a big problem when you're dealing with the hacking community. There's two different types of hackers out there. You got your white hat hackers, which are the guys who, you remember that story a few years back that one kid hacked into the ATM right outside of a bank, walked back inside and handed the manager the money back, says, "I just hacked your system," and he got hired. That's a white that's a white hat hacker. They hack systems for a living to help. They're like, this is how we broke in, this is how we fix this. And then they keep hacking the same systems over and over again. They get hired on by like top level government groups too. Like a large portion of some of the Pentagon security programmers were probably hackers at one time. Now, that's the white hat. The black hat hackers are the assholes of the internet. They literally, those are the people that just take it to a personal level and be like, oh, this guy right here, I have all of his information. Now I have ability to take his credit cards, make some credit cards, get a house mortgage, a bunch of other shit. I'm going to fuck this guy over.
Yeah.
They purposely do that to fuck people over.
Yeah, but it's...
Well, it seems like whoever did this is doing it not to get credit card information per se. They're doing it just to prove they can. It seems like it's an attack on Sony and not the people.
You say no, but there's been no credit card
scandal.
But the fact that it was stolen anyway
is a no-go. It was just to prove that they can beat Sony's system. Or everyone...
I've heard about people that they'll just do it just to see if they can do it, and they don't even want nothing from it.
Well, yeah, about a month before all this happened, I don't know if anyone else knows about it because I don't know too much about them, but it's a group called Anonymous.
Yeah.
And what they are, they're a site where hackers come in. It's a protected site or whatever, and they just hack into things just to hack into it. And they did hack into PlayStation Network. They were down for like a day because of it. They didn't do anything. They just, on their site, said they approved that they could hack into them.
Yeah. And they didn't ask for a job or nothing. They just blew the network down and said...
But when
that would still make them black hat. because they don't want to try and help with it.
Yeah, but they're not hurting anybody.
Well, that either. Yeah, because once this actually happened, they said that they didn't. It wasn't them that did this.
But they wish they would have.
But the, well, kind of. But they don't wish what happened upon anyone because they didn't want the gamers to be affected. They didn't want people to be losing, like, you know, losing their good time, because that's not what they're about. They're about the gamers, they're about the people, and they were just proving
but
that.
But they still shut down the entire network for a day, which would still cost gamers.
Well, they didn't think that was going to happen. They were just doing it just to prove that they can hack into Sony.
But at the same time, we did talk about amends. Like, they're supposed to be making amends for this somehow.
Yeah.
I read that when they finally get the network back up and everything, every account on the network is supposed to get 30 days free PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, I knew they were going to do something.
Well, see, that's pretty generous of them, actually. Because, I mean, if Microsoft got nailed like that, do you really think they would probably give a shit and give every single person free gold for a month or two?
I don't think I could say that they wouldn't, because Microsoft already had problems like this, and it cost them millions of dollars, but they increased up to like a 4-year warranty, which is unheard of in a game system. Like when I bought my Xbox, it was my second Xbox, because I did have the Red Ring, and I got a 4-year warranty on the Xbox that covered everything. I was told when I bought it that if my kid sister ran in the room and kicked it over, I could replace it. That they would do it. They would just be like, well, okay.
Except, I think it was like early last year, they stopped doing Red Ring of Death warranties on it. If you have one, you're fucked.
Well, it's gotten to the point now where...
They should have fixed it.
I've had my Xbox... No, see... You hear about it all the time, but I'm telling you, I've had my Xboxes, and the second one I bought, and I've had it for how long now?
You've had it for about... Well, you've got the Red Elite came out with RE5.
It doesn't matter. Like, if they fixed it on the Red, all the ones that came after it were built to the same specs.
No, I'm just saying that you asked how long you've had it. You got the one...
Nearly
you got the
four,
RE5
I think you've had it for about
edition.
4 years now.
I've had it about 4 years. I've never even had so much as, like... a scare.
Yeah, for me, I got it right when it came out, and I had the Red Ring thing, and after that, they gave me a warranty, and I haven't had no problems since I got it.
Now, I know there are people out there that have just had it again and again and again and again, and I'm going to say exactly where that comes from. I hate doing this.
Well, I know one thing, too, because the reason mine fucked up was because my mom would bring it upstairs, and we had a sunroof, and it would be directly under the sun, and we got...
You had an overheat problem.
Well, it was still the three Red Rings, though. It was the
my
Red
thing,
death,
my
well,
thing
that's
is,
what
I hate,
most
I hate to
was.
Say
yeah.
this, I absolutely hate it, because I trust this company, but I can't get over the fact that I think it's their fault. I think a lot of it has to do with GameStop. A lot of people get their stuff from, like, GameStops and Game Crazies and Not to point out one in general, but let's put it this way. Trading stores, even if you're talking pawn shops, if the Xbox was traded into the store or refurbished or anything else, you're getting a product with Red Ring capabilities,
but no
and
warranty.
You're doing it to yourself, period. You're doing it to yourself. Now, if I go to any retail store that has brand new equipment, that nothing's traded in and nothing's off a fucking old stock in a garage somewhere, chances are you're getting one of the ones that aren't going to have that problem. Now, I could be wrong, but it's just that I've noticed a couple things that irritate me on these trade-in stores, and I'm talking about any of the trade-in stores, and even now Best Buy is starting to hit it up with it being a trade-in store, and I don't like this, and here's why. All these trade-in stores have a habit. They get my game, they unwrap my game, they take my game out, and they put it in a case. And sometimes, especially with some of these games that I've seen, it doesn't even go in a good case. It goes in one of those like paper sleeves, and it's thrown in a drawer with 1,000 other paper sleeves. And like, to me, it's not new anymore. Period. If I buy the new game, I pay $70, and they take it out of an old sleeve that they've reused 7,000 times.
But
so
you have to remember,
though,
you're more of a
new.
Collector, though. You're someone that likes the collecting. Some people, they just want the game and they want it cheap.
And that's good
so
for
that's
you.
Why
but here's the thing.
But
you're
still paying the new
and those
price
people are taking the chance.
For a damaged
if
game.
If you want to pay the new price to go to a trade-in store and get something like that, then that's fine.
And I'll be the first to admit that I have gone out of my way to do that. Some of the trade-in stores, there's a bonus to it. You get games that you can't get. Like if I go to any other retail store, there are older games that I cannot hunt down. I have to take my chance and go get like PlayStation 2 things or something like that that have been traded in. And that's good for me, but it's bad for me because there's no guarantee on the condition. And the problem I have with the trade-in stores is even on the new stuff, there's no real guarantee on the condition because it's already been taken out of the case and put in a paper sleeve.
Actually, on top of that, some of the gaming companies are to blame for a few different things too. Because even
I'll give you that here.
Well, say you go to Best Buy, Walmart, Kmart, where the hell you want to go to buy your games.
Yeah.
You go pick up that game. Say, you know, just use this as a best thought process because I actually have a related bit for this. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 on the Xbox. You went out of your way, and you know, a week after the game was released, you went up and it's like, hell yeah, I got my money for this. Buy that thing. You had a 50-50 chance of that game when you got it home was broken because of the case that they were using. They didn't use the full-blown normal cases that all the other ones used. They used the what I like to call the pizza cutout box. It's basically, it was supposed to be more biodegradable and more environment friendly.
Yeah.
But it was so thin and a piece of shit, your game snapped in half, or there was a huge crack in it when you got it home.
I've seen that problem. One thing I used to really hate, and I still hate it, if I go out and I buy a PlayStation 1, it's just like buying a CD. Those cases are garbage.
Oh, I know.
Oh, they are.
They were so bad.
I think every single PlayStation game I had, the case broke somehow.
Yeah.
I take care of my stuff real well, and I still have PlayStation 1 cases that'll have a crack in the back. Like the game is fine, but those cases, they'll get cracks on the side or they'll wear and tear just from opening and shutting. Like they can't survive even the smallest fall.
You know, I think I've only got one PlayStation case that is in perfect condition still, and I think that's my Star Ocean.
And my opinion is, I think all of them cases fucking suck.
They really do.
Xbox, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, 360.
Why?
I don't know. They're all just cheap-ass cases, in my opinion.
Well, okay,
I think the most durable
case... Do you want to pay an extra $15?
How much money do you want to pay? Like, he's right. It'd be about.
If I dropped $70 on a game, I want the damn case to be at least halfway decent.
Well, no, but that no, that's not true anymore because $70 is almost the price of the game.
Yeah, I mean,
think about
like
it. If it's traded in and it's missing the book, you still only pay like $5 less.
This is off topic, but that's another thing. The last couple of games I've got for the 360, they don't cover books no more. Have you noticed that? Like
no.
Mortal Kombat, and I got like the new golf game. They did not.
And you got a brand new?
Yeah, brand new.
And it still cost you like $70.
You sure they didn't come?
I bought Mortal Kombat on my PlayStation.
It was for Xbox.
Guess what?
Guess where he went?
You went into a trade-in store.
No, went to Walmart.
He went to Walmart.
And there was Xbox.
So
what?
maybe some Xbox developers
I went to GameStop and got my Mortal Kombat.
Like I can show them to you the way it came out.
That's wild.
Or you might have just got the unluck of the draw.
Does it have
the prongs?
Walmart's got that big problem.
Everything's there.
And you ran into that problem yourself.
No, that's true. I'm having troubles with Walmart, actually. The last time I bought a movie from Walmart, I got royally screwed. I wanted a copy of that Final Fantasy Advent Children, the complete edition for Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I bought it, opened it, and... it was a blank CD, like that somebody had like you would burn for music.
What?
It was a blank CD in the case.
Well, I came.
You took it back though, right?
Yeah, and you know what they told me? The guy actually says, "How do I know you didn't just put that in there?"
Really?
So I got nothing.
Oh wow, dude.
Well, I came out of my room and he handed it to me. And he was like, "Here you go, man. Here's a free movie." And I got really excited because I felt like, "Oh my God, he's giving me Advent Children," even though I already.
Because that movie is fucking badass.
And I was like, "This is awesome. Like, I'm thinking about watching this now." So I opened the thing up. I'm like, "What the?"
I thought I really thought he was just being my friend.
I mean, I know what you mean, though, because I got a couple Blu-rays from Walmart, too, and when I opened the case, like, it seems like they don't care about the package either, because they would actually
This is my theory, because...
I understand. A lot of these companies now are getting smashed by the environmentalists and things like that. If you remember back, there were stronger cases. Some of my PlayStation 2 cases that I've got out there are real tough plastic cases.
Yeah.
Like,
They're hard plastic.
The room and it'll still be fine.
You can whip across the room and knock somebody up with
it. But it stops because they've become very light plastic, and a lot of them even have that little recycling sign that's cut into the plastic.
You could poke
the book through the case.
Bill, that's what Modern Warfare, that's the pizza cutout boxes.
And those things. I understand that, you know, environmentally and all this other stuff, it's sound. But here's the problem with it. It doesn't protect anything.
No, it doesn't.
You put it on your case, and sometimes it can still end up damaged. And my favorite cases are the metal boxes. The tiny little metal tin cases.
That's actually what I was going to get
into
earlier.
Those are my all-time favorite. Oh, and yeah. I don't see why they're not recyclable.
Okay.
Can't I recycle a metal tin case? Why couldn't I?
All right,
it's the same idea as having like a can of something.
Here's something for you. Nowadays, our games are like...
Well, what is it? Even if it's a steel case, it's still
some things you can recycle. If anything, just take them down to a recycling place.
Well,
can I recycle
the main reason why they don't do it...
It would increase costs. It would increase costs on them to make those cases. And I think they look a lot cooler.
The mass production of them, though, would be kind of hard for them to do, though.
I don't know if that's true, because they do it for all the limited editions.
Well, yeah, I guess, but...
Final Fantasy XII?
Yeah, it had a metal
case.
Limited.
All right. The games I actually have bought...
RE4 was my favorite metal case.
You still have my case because you
RE5.
Funny story here right now. Me and Bill have been friends long ass time. I bought Resident Evil 4, got the limited edition. I was like, hell yeah, this is awesome. And I ended up trading in because I got rid of my PS2 to get me a 360. Stupid idea. Anyways, so I traded in RE4, but I kept the laser cutout. I don't remember if I ever gave that to you or not. I think I did.
I have it in the case.
Yeah, so I did give
it to
you.
The Ada Wong picture?
So I kept the Ada Wong picture. And I know it was my case because it had a slight bend at the very top of the, when you open it up, it had that little bend at the fold. So I traded it in. About 3 weeks later, me and Bill, Bill's like, dude, I just finally bought Resident Evil 4 on the PlayStation 2. He's like, dude, I beat that game so many times. It's like, ah, fuck it, let's put it in. So he's like, just go grab it off the shelf. I picked it up, and I looked at it for 2 seconds. And I was like, did this come with the artwork? No. I'll tell you why. Why? Because this was mine. And I laughed my ass off about it. But that thing is still sitting up on the shelf, and it's still in damn good condition.
My RE5 has a metal case.
And
I gave it to you.
And here's the thing. It only costs $10 extra for it. Now here's the thing.
Yeah, but
when I bought that new, you're still talking about
$80 games.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's like, when I bought that thing new, it was like, trying to think, maybe $50.
Yeah, but that
and
was
and now everything's much more, and it's stupid.
Everything brand new, you're looking to spend about $70 on a brand new release. That's about what it comes down to,
which
roughly
pretty damn close.
You know, for a PlayStation
so
3
for the
game,
metal cases for everything down metal understand. Cases, you're looking at $80 games, mm-hmm. almost $100 to bust out your game
between 70 and 100 goes.
Yeah,
that can be frightening.
Well, here's
Working
another thing.
Working real close with these games to hitting an area
Three
where...
games and you can get a new system, pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it's getting down to. It won't be long before, if prices keep moving at the rate they're going, they just keep hopping up. I know you can go to some of the trading stores and get some $20 and things, but I'll tell you exactly what.
Like Blu-ray, like the PS3 games, I could almost understand because they can throw a lot more... on the disc. They have 80 gigs worth of fucking space to use.
It's got nothing to do with that. At least not in the main sense. Here's what happened. Years back, you would have a Nintendo.
Yeah.
You would pay what?
$150.
Yeah, okay. You're talking about for the Nintendo.
Yeah,
for the NES. If you went out and looked
for
a game,
about $20.
Was it about $20, $30?
$20, $30. It's been it was that way all the way up through
even Super Nintendo. Is that
Super?
I never owned
N64. Started out that way.
Come on. Help me with my prices.
Yeah,
it was about
$30 max. But that was all the way through like the starting era of the N64.
No.
And then they started jumping.
This is why prices were low. And don't give me that crap about it was the 80s or blah 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 and yacky smacky. No, I don't care about it was the 80s because that system still was running like $200 something.
Yeah.
Which means that when the PlayStation 2 was released, and I remember paying, it was $200, wasn't it? Isn't that what I paid?
$300 starting off.
Was it $300?
Well, yeah. The main reason I think it...
Roughly.
Okay, now here's what I'm getting at. This is what happened. The arcade industry crashed. The more the arcade industry went down,
the more console gaming goes up.
Console gaming had to increase prices because the gaming community as a whole, I'm Capcom. I release fighting game. It goes out to the arcades. It makes me crazy money. Wicked sweet money. I'm making money every freaking week. Like when I release my game for my other console, let's say a Sony, I'm like, you know what? I'm only going to get money on this game once. But what it's going to do is it's going to be a nice gimmick to have people go home, practice,
and then play it on the
bring
arcade.
It back, and play at the arcade, still spending money on my game. I'm only going to ask $40.
And then the arcades started closing down and crashing.
The arcade is becoming a dead stick. It almost does not even exist.
I think the closest one we've got that's open now is actually Chicago, because I think the Bloomington one shut down finally, too.
Well, this orchestrated a whole new line of problems for the gaming industry. As that shut down, the revenues were dropping. Some of these companies that's all they do is design games, they have to make that money. Where's the money going to come from? Especially now that games are reaching values where they cost more to produce than some movies.
Well, and also you have to remember how many people it takes to make a game now as opposed to back then.
Yeah, right.
I mean, back then you only needed 10 to 20 guys.
Even so, Tekken 6 was released in the arcades, so they were making money on Tekken 6 before we ever had a shot to play it on our consoles.
Yeah.
But they didn't make a whole lot. The cabinets that they were made were almost a waste of money for them to make them and put them in the arcades at all. And since they weren't making any money, they have to make money a different way.
Yeah.
Costs of gaming goes up, and this affects everything. It affects our gaming in general. That hurt us. And now they're trying to make the arcade become an online faction, which is like, you know, the Xbox Live and the PlayStation networks and things like that. And I think a huge problem with this, huge, absolute, unbelievable problem is that because of that, we're experiencing other difficulties.
Okay.
The money thing.
Oh, yeah.
It all comes back to that money thing.
Yeah.
Well, in a sense, you know, the Xbox Live Arcade, the PlayStation Network arcade type games, it's also an opening for people. I mean, take Tom Fulp and Dan Paladin from Newgrounds. They created a gaming company called Behemoth. They started off with Alien Hominoid.
Right.
It actually did release as a full-blown Xbox 360 title, or an Xbox title, but it's also on the arcade. It opened the way for them to make Castle Crashers. I know they're working on another game. I can't remember what it is, but they've been working on another game to come out. And they've got their foot in the door for the gaming industry because of that. I mean, it helps a lot of indie designers.
Games like that would have made huge in the arcade.
Yeah.
Now that the arcade is dying,
that's
when
the only
Alien
way they can
Hominoid
get out.
Released, it was on the 360. It was on a system before that, if I remember.
It was an Xbox.
But regardless, I remember seeing it on the 360, and I remember being like, why would I pay that much money for it?
Yeah, see, well, that's because it was the
HD version. I could play it on
Newgrounds
for free.
Yeah. But, you know, it's... Regardless, though, it's helping, but it's also hurting a lot.
It's allowing indie designers to come in and earn a little bit of money to help do stuff. The online network. That has nothing to do with why money has gotten so bad in the gaming industry. The online network in general has helped certain things.
Yeah, but it's also hurt us a lot, too, because of the money issues.
One big problem with it, like you said, it helps for these other game designers to get in the door and whatnot, but one thing that it doesn't help is that people in general now, how do I explain it? They're almost difficult to talk to. Everybody's anonymous online.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I don't even want to go online because of the way people are.
Ignorant, I just immature.
I act myself online. I have reason to be.
Dude, I haven't.
Like if I go on Halo, because I play Halo Reach a lot. Let's say I'm on there for like 5 hours, and I play maybe like let's say 40-50 games. Out of that time,
you might play the same. Like three matches.
People
and
that
done.
I want to talk to.
Yeah.
Everyone else a complete arrogant asshole.
Usually when when I was playing games online, I just fucking unplug my mic and turn the TV on mute because I don't want to hear them. Because they're a complete fucking ignorant people.
There's a large portion of the gaming community that are highly immature.
Here's the thing about it.
And it depresses me because it also gives other gamers bad thoughts about other gamers. It also gives everyone outside of our, you know, little social group. And yes, gamers are a social group.
But what changed
it... But it gives them a bad thought about all of us.
What changed it was the fact that, okay, two-player games used to be a big thing for me. Two-player, four-player, like Ninja Turtles
and
whatnot.
Yeah, just get the
Super
whole group
Nintendo.
Together for like a night.
Everybody
just
was
games.
In the house. And also fighting games. You could look a person in the face and be like, dude, you're being a douche. Or this and that. Or you could
shit-talk. Or you'd be like, man, that was a great hit, man. Good
job. You could shit-talk with each other in the living room, and it was more of a... It was more of a real experience to me. Because I grew up experiencing what the other guy was like being in the room, that he could be like, that was something that I miss now when I'm online and I play a game and
the guy will just be like,
well, whatever, yeah, do your mom. And then he'll like shut off his mic and like log off.
If
we were in the arcade and I whooped him that bad, it would probably be a different situation. He'd probably be like, man, you play this game too much or something. But at least he was looking me in the face, and I could have some sort of respect for him. Or he could at least, because if we're at the arcade, he could get something like, dude, well, how do you even do that?
And then you could teach him.
And if I showed him and he beat me the next time, then I could be a douche and be like, yeah, well, if I hadn't shown you that. But there's something more real about being next to the person and being away from the person. I hate, it's like being insulted on the phone when somebody can say something on the phone and then hang up.
Well, you know,
it makes me crazy.
Another thing that's kind of irritating, a lot of the time to be able to do online group playing, because it's maximum amount of people, for some damned reason, most of the time is two for the same console. But, by God, you can do up to fucking 32, 64 people in an online group, depending on what you're playing.
16 per team.
Now here's my question, though. Why do it like that? Because, A, every single system out there right now has four. Count them!
Yeah.
Four goddamn controller ports!
How often do you even get to use them?
One of the few games I can even think of right now off the top of my head that's not an arcade release that you can play four players on your system, Little Big Planet 1 and 2.
Ultimate Alliance.
Ultimate Alliance is also another group.
Four-player games that you can actually play.
But, you know, four-player games...
Well, Nintendo, there's a lot of them.
But you know, I'm talking about the other systems too.
No, that's not necessarily true. I've seen.
There's a lot of racing games that are only two players.
You can play online against people. You can't play on the same screen.
Yeah, you might not even be able to play two.
Sports, you can still play in the same.
Well, I mean, if you think,
yeah, but that's only two people. We're talking about four players.
Well, okay, think about it. Because with
you have four controller ports. Why do they even have? Four
I mean, like the Gauntlet
ports?
Games, Champions, and Norrath. Those are all still four players.
The Justice League game.
Well, here's my theory on it.
I think that's only two players, actually, what you just said.
Justice League.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay,
that one where you just get, where it's like Ultimate Alliance, that's two players.
Well, here's my theory, though.
I'm pretty sure.
So we were saying Ultimate Alliance and Little Big Planet. There were, everyone
was also PlayStation
2. But like Halo and stuff like that, or whatever else, it's split screen. And people don't like split screen no more because you're on Xbox Live whenever you get the full screen.
Okay, they used to not like it. They used to not like it, but nowadays... You almost can't even find something that isn't a flat screen. And since the flat screen,
split screen, like when you're,
I realize that.
Yeah,
but
no,
what
no.
I'm
actually,
you
the,
is that with
the
flat
TV
screen,
that
there's
we have
more
now,
screen.
Okay,
there's
yeah,
a lot
okay,
more
yeah.
screen.
Those tube TVs.
Okay, the,
did.
Yeah.
The technology-wise, our televisions are advanced enough. We can have easily. If you got, we'll just say, we'll throw this bullshit out there. You got a 50-inch flat screen, nice LCD TV from whatever damn company, Sharp, fucking Sony, whatever. You got that thing set up, you're like, huh, you know what, let's hook up the Xbox, let's play some Halo 2 or something like that. Four player split screen. Each person has about 20 inches of screen on their own. They have literally a TV inside the big TV.
That's
There's enough space to see your entire HUD, your controls, and able to move around.
It's different than playing.
It's perfect. It's a lot
yeah,
better now.
Yeah,
with
TV.
With
so
like a 40-inch, with a 40-inch TV,
yeah.
everybody still gets 10 full inches of TV.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound that great. It doesn't.
But
there's a big
plenty
difference.
Of space.
There's a big difference in 10 inches on that TV
and
10 inches
on
the old tube. The tube would make those little blocks. Now everybody can have their own little widescreen.
But I mean,
shows
the way
more.
People see it, though, I mean, why only have 10 inches of screen when you can just have everyone still
Here's
be at
why.
Home and
people in the room. That's exactly what I'm getting at. People in the room. I would rather sit down and play a fighting game with five or six people actually in the same room. That
like
I could
fighting
play two
games,
players.
I get it. Like I don't like playing fighting games online, but like stuff like Halo and stuff, I don't mind it. Just because I would much rather be playing online with like multiple people than instead of just four people in the same room.
You know
room
why?
You can look
Did you play Halo 1?
You never played Halo
Did
1.
Did you have an
Halo
actual
1.
LAN party? Did you have 16
we had,
people?
No,
we had a,
that, no.
We had a lot of LAN parties. We had four TVs set up with four Xboxes.
That used to be a
constant
pain in the ass
but
back
yeah,
then,
but that's
but
like
now.
A party type
in
thing.
Halo 2,
it's easier,
I had a LAN
that's
party
not something
at 5.
You do every day, though.
But, you know, it's...
No, you can't do it every day. But why is the option not there? Why can't
yeah.
I network my own system?
I see what you mean. I mean, they should start...
They're all, they're,
as
what
as
they're
an
doing
option,
is
yeah.
they're pretty much telling you...
They're telling
you...
You
buy the
you
game,
have to have
you
our
play
online
with other
service.
People, get online.
Yeah. They,
yeah.
They're promoting their online value, and I'm okay with that. But the problem is they've excluded... The people that still have friends.
I mean, I agree.
Or,
with you
or the people
I mean,
who don't have
the people.
There are people who refuse to get internet services in their house.
Hey.
I know a few people. They're like, I don't want internet.
Social
I don't want none of that shit.
Okay.
It's like, okay, hey, that's cool. But how are you going to play the game with us? Well, I'll just come over. You can't. We can't do split screen. Well, I guess I ain't going to play.
No, it's
I've had a few friends of mine like that.
I mean,
they're
like,
man, I would love
like,
to play that with you guys,
like,
but I
don't
want to
get
in there.
I do like LAN parties and stuff, but I do agree with like Xbox Live too, because like I said, I play Halo all the time online and I enjoy it.
Okay,
I wouldn't mind Xbox Live
if
it was
you're done
free.
Playing it. When you're done playing Xbox Live, when you've been on there for like 2 or 3 hours, and the very next day your friend calls you and he's like, hey man, what's going on? I was thinking about coming over. And you're like, okay, you can watch me play Halo.
Because you can't play multiplayer on the same system.
Well, if someone's coming over, I'm not going to sit there and play Halo. I play Halo when I have nothing else to do and, you know, I'm just at home and...
See, you're avoiding the subject.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about.
We're talking
Why
about, like, what
would
happen.
Why is it impossible to have friends over to your house to play a game? Why
okay.
is that impossible?
I'm not saying that's something that I don't like to do. I wish we did have that. I'm saying, but I'm just saying...